Welcome to the Match Day podcast, your audio guide to the game. Today, we'll discuss Ryan Giggs' next challenge, and that is against Sunderland Old Trafford on Saturday. I'm Stuart Gardner from MUTV, and I'm delighted to be joined in the studio today, Mark Frog and Ben Hibbs from ManUnited.com. And I suppose, guys, after last week's events, it's been just a little bit quieter this week.
No, it's been good. I think it just seemed to be that a little bit of invigoration in the club after the weekend's result, and I think it was just the sort of manner of it as well that we have had a really disappointing season, a tough season a lot of times, and there have been a few disappointments, particularly at Old Trafford. So I just think the way that things panned out at the weekend, with it being somebody who's just so sort of steeped in the history of the club that led the team out and got a great victory for us, it's brought a bit of a feel-good factor back to things at Old Trafford. So yeah, it's been nice.
Giggs said, I think the most important thing is I want to bring back enjoyment. I'm going to tell players to enjoy themselves. Did you get that impression last week?
I think so, yeah. It's like Ben said, everyone felt positive and there was a feel-good factor around the stadium. I think everyone headed to Old Trafford on Saturday expecting to see classic Manchester United. Ryan had spoke about it in his press conference and said, I trust the players, they know what to do. They're going to attack, they're going to score goals and they're going to win the game. And thankfully we went to Old Trafford and we all saw that. It was a slow start, which I think was natural considering the emotional week that the players went through. But no, I think he said at the half-time he reminded them what to do and they came out in the second half and did it, and it was great to see.
Well, we've got three home games on the trot. So we had Norwich last week, Sunderland, and then next week Hull. Sunderland at Old Trafford this weekend. It's funny, at various times this season they've looked dead and buried, safe, dead and buried again, and now they suddenly look safe. It's been a remarkable season for Sunderland.
I think it's been that way at both ends of the table, really. I mean, you know, we see now the title race that is, you know, people are practically sort of giving it away and handing it over to somebody else. So I think it's just been one of those seasons where, you know, you pick up a bit of momentum, especially at this time of the season, and you can get yourself in the race for the title. You can get yourself out of the relegation fight as well, and that's what Sunderland have done. I mean, they were on a terrible run before they had the last three games. I think it was they'd lost 8 out of 9 and drawn the other one, so they were really struggling. But you get a result they did against City and it can sort of turn things around for you.
At Chelsea, I mean, no one wins in the league at least. No one wins at Chelsea.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's just they've just sort of hit upon this run and it looks like it's gonna save them.
And of course they come here already knowing that they've had the better of United once this season in the Carling Cup, or sorry, the League Cup semi-final. On penalties, the worst penalty shootout in the history of football, perhaps, but they got the better of us over two legs in the end.
Yeah, they did. Wes Brown, he's been speaking this afternoon. I watched an interview with him and somebody asked him about that and said, will you be encouraged by that match? And he basically said, no, it's quite the opposite, because they came at that time, we were in a terrible run of form and they got us at a good time, whereas now it couldn't really be a worse time to play United. As Ben said, we're kind of reinvigorated and we've got Ryan at the helm with the class of 92 spurring us on, and everyone feels positive, and I think they'll be really worried about this this weekend.
Is it almost a free hit for them, though? Because they've got three games left, United away, but then West Brom at home and Swansea at home, which are clearly the two games that they'd think about getting points from. So in a way, can they come here, if not relaxed, but more relaxed than they might have been a couple of weeks ago?
I think it's probably they are going to approach it in that way, and I think the fact that we've had a change here and things sort of seem to be on the up, or, you know, at least sort of temporarily with Giggs coming in. And like we said before, there's that sort of feel-good factor there. But I think, like you say, for them, that's a good thing, because they come here and they've not any real pressure, because they perhaps come here thinking United are on the up and there's every chance that we're going to lose. So I think they come here and they can just go for it, really. And if they did get a result, then it's great for them. But I think we want to be sort of really hitting on the form that we got in the second half against Norwich, and continue that on for the rest of the season, because I think it's really important that we give something back to the fans, who've, especially here at Old Trafford, where, you know, results have been up and down all season. I think we need to finish on a high, and that will set us up nicely for next season.
Well, you mentioned the second half last week, and obviously Mata came on and scored twice, but I suppose that showed that the manager, or the interim manager, isn't afraid to make big decisions, because Mata didn't start and he started every game he could.
I thought that was the headline news from Ryan's first team. Everyone was intrigued to see which 11 he would pick and which formation he would pick. And obviously one wasn't in, and that was surprising. Ryan spoke the day before and said he had a sleepless night. Not picking the 11, but telling the other people who weren't involved, that was really worrying for him. And it was difficult to leave one out, but as you say, he came off the bench and he was brilliant. And as Ryan said, it was a masterclass in half an hour. He got two goals, looked really dangerous, and slotted right in. And to be honest, he's played himself into the team, I think, for this Saturday.
I think what the difficult thing for Ryan probably would have been last week was that it was an immediate transition going from being a teammate to suddenly he's picking the team and leaving people out. And you know, he spoke quite well about that and saying that was a tough decision. But that's the thing at United. You do have to make those decisions. And there's a big squad of players there who all want to play. And you've got to pick 11 from 25. But I think Matt he showed his class, I think, on the pitch as well when he came on, but also off it. The fact that he's not sort of bothered about being left out of the team. That was the first game that he's not started since he came in. I think he came on and just slotted straight in.
I think that's the toughest part for Ryan, because as you're a player and a teammate, you're in amongst it and you're with your friends every day. And as a manager, you almost have to detach yourself from the players. So Ryan's gone from on Monday being their friend to Tuesday being their manager, to Friday dropping them from the team and the squad.
Well, I wondered how significant you thought it was in that first game. He brought back the old guard, if you like, Vidic, Ferdinand, Evra. Did that say something about who he really trusts, I suppose, as a manager?
I guess so. I think he knows that we need to win these four games for the fans, for the club and for everybody. And as you say, he's been with these guys for a long time and he knows them inside out. And he trusts them, and he's talked a lot about experience, and it paid off. I mean, they all had good games, and we kept a clean sheet and won, so fair play to Ryan.
Of course, whenever you play Sunderland, I suppose your mind goes back to October when a lot of people had never heard of Adnan Yanezai, certainly outside Manchester United. On MUTV, we've seen him quite a lot in the academy in the under-21s, but that was one of the standout moments of the first half of the season, do you think? The fact that he burst onto the scene, scored two great goals.
Yeah, and I think one of the things about Adnan is that he just seems to be able to make that step up, and it doesn't seem to matter what level he goes to. He just seems to slot in, and he's quite comfortable with it. He's got that brilliant sort of temperament where he's not really fazed by anything, and I think that really showed in that game where he stepped in. And you know, we'd had a tough start to the season, and he just came in. And I think when you're that young as well, you don't think about consequences, and you don't think about any of the sort of outside things going on. You just go on and think, you know, I want to go on and play football and do what I love doing. And that's what really came through in his performance, is the volley that he scored was absolutely incredible. And it's just great technique and a really sort of clean, pure hit.
That was another surprise from Ryan's first squad, that Adnan, not a lot of people picked up on it. He wasn't in the squad at all, which actually was a surprise that day. But when you think about it, he's 19 and he's made like over 30 odd appearances this season, so perhaps it shouldn't be that surprising. But I'd love to see him on Saturday, and I think for a 19 year old, he's played that many games and scored so many kind of crucial goals for us. I thought it was a bit of a surprise he wasn't up for the PFA Young Player of the Year award. I don't know why he wasn't included in that, but
it's strange with that as well, that you can be so old and still win it.
24, is it, I think?
I think it's 24, yeah. I mean, you're not really a young player.
We appreciate him, though, and hopefully we'll see him on Saturday.
It would be good, finally, to see Wes and John O'Shea and Phil Barsley. Whenever we play Sunderland, these guys are important figures for them now, aren't they?
Yeah, they've been a nuisance recently, though, so they need to kind of book their ideas up and start. Wes needs to start shipping some own goals in again. But
He has done it here, hasn't he? He has done it a couple of seasons ago.
But no, always good to see them, and they'll get a good reception, I'm sure.
All right, well, let's now hear from inside the dressing room ahead of the Black Cats' visit to Old Trafford.
It has been a little bit strange, but do you know what? To be fair, the lads have just trained as normal. Training's been enjoyable. Everyone's been at it. Blocked it out. What's not in our powers. So we've just got our heads down, trained as normal, and trying to enjoy it. And obviously that's easier when you win your first game 4-0.
What sort of impact has Ryan had, and Scholes and Butt?
All the players respect it. The old players, now he's the manager. They had the big players before, and I think they know the club, they know the job, and at the moment they do well. So we have three more games, and the players want to win the games.
OK, well, that's all for now. Thanks to Mark and to Ben. Don't forget you can keep right up to date with the champions on manunited.com, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and Instagram. We'll see you again next week.